Good morning, this is Akashwani Kohima. The morning news read by Nobin Pradhan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair the 10th Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog today in New Delhi. This year's theme is Viksit Rajya for Viksit Bharat at 2047. The Governing Council meeting will discuss the approach on Viksit Rajya for Viksit Bharat at 2047. The 10th Governing Council meeting will be attended by Chief Ministers and Lieutenant Governors of States and Union Territories, Union Ministers and the Vice Chairman, members and the CEO of Niti Aayog. The 10th Governing Council meeting will provide a unique platform to deliberate on development challenges faced by the country and build consensus on states' role in making India a developed nation. The Committee on Environment and Climate Change of the Nagaland Legislative Assembly, led by Committee Chairperson MLA Achumbe Mokikon, yesterday visited Dimapur and Chimugdima districts to evaluate and tackle the environmental problems. The chairperson, accompanied by committee members, Advisor Zalio Rio, Advisor Z. Nusithu Nuthe, officials from Urban Development and Nagaland Legislative Assembly, visited Chathia River, Dhansiri River and municipal dumping site at Dimapur and Chimugdima. Mr. Kikon said that the committee will address environmental concerns including sawmills and stone crushers in residential areas, river pollution and deforestation. He said the committee will recommend to the state government what measures can be taken to address these challenges. The three town councils of Dimapur, East Dimapur and Chimugdima were urged to prohibit residents from disposing of household waste in rivers or drains.
We will be recommending very strongly to the government what actions has to follow. But we have come to a consensus kind of an opinion and a decision that from tomorrow onwards, the three councils will pass a very strong resolution that we will not allow our citizens to send their septic tank pipe to the river. Either it is Chathia, Dhansiri, so many river in and around Dimapur.
Further, the Dimapur and Chimugdima district administrations were instructed to cease issuing permits for stone, gravel, boulder and sand excavation within their jurisdictions. Mr. Kikon said, while the government strives to improve infrastructure, public support is needed, stating that civic responsibility and collaborative efforts are essential for achieving environmental goals. Chief Minister Dr. Nipi Rio has extended congratulations to Asanthang Kikon, Assistant Commandant of 4th Assam Rifles, on receiving the prestigious Shaurya Chakra from the President of India. Dr. Rio said it is a proud moment for Nagaland, adding that Kikon's bravery, dedication and exemplary leadership are commendable. A workshop on sustainable oil palm cultivation in Nagaland, Challenges and Opportunities, was held yesterday at the Agri Expo site in Chimugdima. The event brought together experts, policymakers, and stakeholders to discuss sustainable approaches to oil palm cultivation with a special focus on northeastern region of India. Deputy Director of Market Transformation and Head of the India and China Region for the Roundtable on Sustainable Palm Oil, RSPO, Mr. Ashwin Selvaraj, outlined the government-led jurisdictional approach which promotes sustainability across entire regions through systemic land use reform and collaborative governance.
A lot of the issues in terms of oil palm are systemic issues. It cannot be addressed by one particular company. So that's where the government comes in. So the governments come in and then we have a framework called the jurisdictional framework, which is basically the government and it's a public-private kind of a partnership. So the government, the industry and civil society comes together and then commits that everything, all the palm oil that's produced in my jurisdiction will be produced in a sustainable manner with due respect to environmental and social norms.
Principal Secretary Agronomy at the ICAR, Indian Institute of Oil Palm Research, Pedavegi, Andhra Pradesh, Dr. K. Manorama, addressed key misconceptions surrounding oil palm cultivation during the workshop. With the right agricultural practices, Dr. Manorama said, oil palm could serve as a sustainable resource rather than an ecological threat. And in a significant drug bust, security forces recovered over 14 kilograms of suspected opium in Nagaland. The operation was carried out yesterday by troops of the 78th Battalion, CRPF, and civil police from Sechu Zubza Police Station during a routine check on National Highway 29 at the old Peducha police picket. The narcotics were found inside a Tata Winger vehicle travelling from Senapati, Manipur to Dimapur. A passenger identified as Dharam Singh from Ludhiana, Punjab, was found in possession of the contraband. Mr. Singh attempted to flee under the pretext of needing to relieve himself, but was apprehended after a 500-meter chase by the Jawans. Upon inspection, authorities discovered multiple packets of suspected opium concealed in his bags, along with 56,500 rupees in cash. The accused and the seized items have been handed over to Sechu Zubza Police Station for further legal action. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.